At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, warm up, everybody. Welcome to lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Peterson, now part of the Beeson Family Podcast. We've got an excellent podcast for you. Joining me in segment number two, we are going to have Rob Donaldson aboard. He does great work over on his YouTube feed, youtube.com/Rob Donaldson, taking a look at this great game of college basketball. Couple that with the fact that he does great work on the football front, the baseball front, and so much more. He's been joining me all year long, and we need to get his reaction to the fact that it is indeed going to be UConn versus Purdue in the title game, what he's taking a look at on that front. And then in the final segment, I'm doing this as numbers really aren't out with regards to the national title game, but I'll give you guys my initial handicap for it, what I'm all looking for there, and I'll certainly be running through it tomorrow once things get a little bit more ironed out with regards to that line. So we're going to go through the national title game, my initial reaction and my initial thoughts on the game in the final segment as we do hit some bank shots. And if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter/X timeline at @Jaden_D1. Keep in mind, Lursey, naming does not matter. So as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. Other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. Then from there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. All the questions I got were with regards to refereeing in these two games, and well, I don't have anything there. I am not an official, so not going to be able to help you out on that front, but I am able to help you out on the front of taking a look back at these two games, trying to find some trends and trying to get to know these teams a little bit better.
What games from yesterday is Greg buzzing about? Here is the rowdy recap.
The Cinderella run for the NC State Wolfpack unfortunately comes to an end. It is Purdue who gets the win. They get the cover by a count of 63-50 as these two teams went about as cold as an igloo in the second half, and Purdue has been one of your better over teams in college basketball this season, but we have been noticing a little bit of an under trend for them recently. Now for Purdue, 23 overs of 15 unders thus far this season, as they shot relatively solid from three-point range, 10 of 25 from the outside. Lance Jones had a big bucket towards back half the first half. Fletcher Lawyer did as well, and these two guys combined for 25 points. Giant of the year, Zach Edey, just continues to do what he does. 20 points, 12 boards, 4 assists, and for NC State, DJ Burns landed in foul trouble in the first half and just did not have the impact on this game that you were expecting. 8 points of 1 rebound as for NC State, they lose that battle on the glass, 41-28. Purdue does have 16 turnovers, and Braden Smith had 0 points and 4 turnovers in the first half, ends with just 3 points and 5 turnovers, but did have 8 rebounds, did have 6 assists, so still had his fingerprints on the game. But for NC State, just not a great second half for them from an offensive standpoint, only being able to put up 21 points in the second half. And then for UConn, they just continue to dominate in the NCAA tournament. They have now won 11 NCAA tournament games the past two seasons, and every single one of them has been by double figures. All right, up on this one of UConn laying the number, it is able to come through just barely at the end as Alabama shot 8 of 11 from three-point range in the first half, but they were still trailing, and UConn was able to pull away late, 86-72. The final, Alabama does cool down. They still shoot overall for the game 11 of 23 from three-point range. Meanwhile, UConn, who's been a little bit rough going throughout the NCAA tournament with their three-point shooting, they go 10 of 25 from three-point range. Stephon Castle led the way. He was able to supply the team with 21 points. And then Alex Caravan, 14 points, 8 boards, pair of blocks in this one, while Donovan Clingan, Giant of the Earth, 4 blocks, 18 points of his own as Alabama. They lose the battle on glass 37-29. And for UConn, just 4 turnovers in this game. So we saw great efficiency, and we did see a pair of unders that went down on Saturday. Overall for the season, unders still are continuing to hit at a 50.9% clip, and it has been very much a favorite season, as we did see the favorites go 2-0 on Saturday. And overall for the college basketball season, this has been about as high as a favorites rate overall that I can remember seeing overall for the season, covering 50.7% of games. So that's what we saw in the Final Four, and that's what we're getting trend-wise. Coming up next, let's try to be able to decipher what we're going to get in the national title game on Monday, and we're going to do so next with our good friend Rob Donaldson before I give you guys my initial picks in the final segment. That's on the flip side right here on Chris Gossett, with myself, Greg Peterson, now a Mark Mason Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for Cuscus Soups with myself, Craig Oops Peterson, now part of the VEASAN Family Podcast, and it's always great to be joined by this man, Rob Donaldson. He does great work with the show slash podcast, Rob's Best Bets Show. You'll catch that on YouTube.com/Rob Donaldson, and he does absolutely amazing work taking a look at this great game that we all know and love of college basketball. Has been joining me all year long, so might as well get him on for the biggest game of the year and break down what we just saw in the Final Four. As you're able to follow my Twitter /X at RobDFB altogether. And Rob, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, always thank you for having me on, Greg. And yeah, we are in store for definitely a unique battle in the championship game. I think this is kind of what people would call the chalkiest of matchups if you're looking at the field of play coming into the tournament. But if these are the two best teams, these are the two best teams. And I think that's what we're getting on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, there might have been a little bit of debate coming into the tournament if you throw Houston in at number two. But it's very clear with the NCAA tournament having gone down, we've got the top two teams here. It is Purdue versus UConn. And right now, UConn, as we are recording this, in a lot of places, about a 6-point favorite. I've seen a few 6.5s pop up, but mostly seen 6. Total between 147 and 148 is the opener here. Just how do you take a look at this game? Because if I'm looking at anything right now in terms of these openers, I do like the under. And I wouldn't doubt it if by the time this podcast uploads, this goes on a little bit further. As a matter of fact, I think the steam is coming in on the under as we record this.
Yeah, and it's going to be definitely interesting because this is going to be the first time in all tournament long that UConn's going to be really tested to get to the rim, because that's kind of where they've been just kind of living, is in transition, getting those kick out threes and then just attacking the rim at will. Alabama was able to hang in that game for a good portion of it. Pretty much, if you're kind of looking at the totality of it, for 28 minutes, Alabama was in position to potentially win the game outright. But a lot of that kind of factors into their 50% three-point shooting that was kind of keeping them in the game throughout the entire thing. So yeah, it's going to be definitely a different stylistic matchup, and I definitely lean towards that under as well.
I do think that things are just going to be slowed down a little bit more in general. And I do think that the three-point shooting that both of these teams experience, I think that both of them actually shot an identical 10 of 25 from three. I just think that they're going to be a little bit cooler in this game. I've been pleasantly surprised by how good the three-point shooting has been, given that this isn't a football stadium, State Farm Stadium. But that said, I just take a look at the environment. I take a look at this just being the biggest game of the year in general. And typically, we do see shooting go downward a little bit. We see the tempo slow down a little bit. And I don't expect anything different in this game.
Yeah, and especially when you're kind of looking at how these teams kind of live. Yes, UConn just put up 86. They could have easily scored more if they weren't trying to just kind of dribble out the clock at the end of the game. But they were kind of playing that style because they were living down low. They were able to get second chance points. And then those kick out threes that were just kind of burying Alabama, really, honestly, that's kind of what wore on them down the stretch. I think there's going to be less, obviously, of that when you have Zach Edey, who's 7-7 down low, collecting a lot of those boards as well. So a lot of what UConn has been able to do at will all tournament long is going to be negated here. And I do think that in a similar sense, Purdue is going to have a little bit of a different challenge here with UConn.
Yep, I do think that it is certainly going to be a challenge, as Rob Donaldson, who does a great job with the show slash podcast, Rob's Best Bet Show, is joining me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops. And in terms of side, because we just parsed out the total a little bit, which way are you leaning with most places having this at a 6? Because while UConn has won every single NCAA tournament game, last two tournaments, by 13-plus points, I think that there's no denying that Purdue is the greatest competition that they've faced in either of these last two NCAA tournament runs.
Yeah, and this is kind of a line that I would have been all over UConn if it was 3.5, 4. And so a 6.5, 6 out there, it makes you think a little bit in terms of, man, that's an extra bucket. These are teams that do operate in that 2-point range, and it just kind of makes the whole handicap a little bit more difficult when it is this a little bit higher or more inflated than I kind of would have expected a 1-versus-1 type matchup to be. That said, I would still kind of lean towards UConn just because I think it is going to come down to guard play with Edey and Klingon just kind of doing their own thing and just kind of negating each other down low. I really do think it's going to come down to the guard play, and I think the guard play definitely lies with UConn here.
Yep, I do think that the guard play is certainly in their advantage as well. And how much did you just take a look at that game that Purdue played on Saturday with Braden Smith having a less than stellar first half? And does that give you a little bit of pause with them as well? Because I've been impressed by Smith all season long, but that was legitimately the worst game that I'd seen him play all season.
Yeah, and I don't think it was just by chance that he had a bad game. I mean, NC State has a lot of talented athletic guards that are going to get up in your face and make you make shots and make you actually be able to, you know, dribble and drive. That definitely got to Braden Smith in the first half and throughout the entire game for the most part, that is too. I mean, he had 5 turnovers. He went 1-for-9, 1-for-5 from three. And when your offense is just kind of more tough or just kind of tougher in terms of just trying to get your buckets, it's going to affect all aspects of your game. So that's definitely something to monitor. And again, that's why I like kind of siding with the guards of UConn right here.
Yep, with those guards of UConn, Tristan Newton, he just is a statue sufferer. And then Cam Spencer, it just feels like he makes winning plays and is one of the better shooters out there in all of college basketball as well. Meanwhile, Fletcher Lawyer and Lance Jones, I'll give them a little bit of credit where it is due. They had some nice buckets towards back half the first half against NC State that set up that second half, but I certainly would give that advantage to UConn myself, as we do have Rob Donaldson of the Rob's Best Bet Show joining me right here on Couscous Hoops. And I do think that it is going to be interesting to take a look at the guard play, but how do we look at things down low? Because I do think that that's where a lot of the conversation is going to be. Giant of the Year, Zach Edey, going up against Giant of the Earth, Donovan Klingon. And I think that this is, for those that want something that is figurative and literal, going to be a titanic matchup.
I think it's going to be very, very entertaining for those who kind of like that style of banging down low. And what's going to be very, very interesting is throughout this entire tournament, Klingon and Edey really haven't faced foul trouble. And because of that, we're kind of seeing these crazy numbers of Zach Edey has played nearly every single minute of the NCAA tournament outside of, you know, the garbage time blowouts section of the games that they've been in. That could potentially change. I think there's definitely a good possibility that one of these two dudes is going to be in foul trouble early on, maybe around the 10-minute mark of the first half. That could alter the entire game. And so this is definitely going to be something to monitor if you're kind of looking for a live bet spot or even a second half bet, because that's just something that hasn't really been a factor. And when you're talking about bigs, typically that's kind of what you stare down is how often are these guys in foul trouble? And usually you don't have the scenario of, oh yeah, they'll be fine. They're never going to be in foul trouble and they're just going to live down there and bang down low all game.
Yep, absolutely. And is there a big man that you might give a little bit of an edge to? Because I look at both of these guys and they've got a little bit of a different game. Like, I do think that Zach Edey's offense is a little bit more polished than Donovan Klingon, but the way that Donovan Klingon has been affecting shots has been unlike any other big man really in this tournament. And I think that that creates such an interesting dynamic. And that does actually lead me a little bit more to the under as well.
I definitely kind of give the edge to Zach Edey. One, there's obviously a little bit more height there in terms of the actual stature, which is kind of crazy to say about 2 7-footers. But at the same time, I also do think that Edey's a little bit more polished with his game. And even today on the offensive side, Klingon got really tested by Grant Nelson on certain possessions. And Grant Nelson is 6'10", 6'11", maybe on a good day, or if he's standing up straight and jumping by 3 inches. And I think that's going to be very, very tested against a 7'7" guy in Zach Edey, who has been living around the rim and playing great defense and has really mastered his footwork down there that I think kind of gets overlooked just because he is that big guy. I would give it to Zach Edey, and I think there's a huge margin of edge there that is really going to be altering this game. Maybe not, but I definitely think that Zach Edey is going to get his in this game for sure.
Absolutely. And then I do want to throw this out here as well. We are recording this like literally minutes after the national title game got set. So odds board in terms of like player props, what have you, that's going to be coming much more on Sunday in the AM. But is there anything that you might be looking at in terms of just away from the side slash total, a prop or anything like that? Or when it comes to these bigger games, you just like to keep it the way that we've kept it much throughout the season, just mainly looking at sides, totals, and not trying to do anything too fancy with this game?
I do think that sometimes what I'm even guilty of this myself is just kind of overbetting these, you know, Super Bowl type games or championship games where it is the last game of the entire season. We have a love for this sport and affinity for this sport, and it's going away after Monday. So there is that kind of that pressure to maybe just kind of find alternate angles. And on the player prop side, something that I do like is Cam Spencer just having a good day. I mean, he's obviously played in the Big Ten against a Purdue over past year. years, and he's been very efficient in terms of shooting against that team. Very similar guard matchup this year. I don't think Lance Jones is going to find his way onto Cam Spencer with how many athletes UConn has, so it's going to be him versus Braden Smith more than likely. And I do think Cam Spencer is going to get his. So if his point total opens around, you know, that 13.5-14 range, I definitely see him kind of getting in the 16 to 17 point range there.
I do agree with you there. And I do want to just ask you about this as well, because, well, we've only got one game to take a look at for the rest of the year, and then it goes to the offseason as well. How do you approach the offseason? Because, for lack of a better term for us, the hay is in the barn. You might want to make like a half a point adjustment here or there with regards to Purdue versus UConn, but all the numbers are there. We're not looking for like some unknown player that we haven't been seeing all tournament long or anything like that. Our season in terms of taking a look at this year is done, but as you know, with gauging 362 D1 teams, might be one more, might be one less next year, depending upon who moves up, who comes down from the Division I level. Just how do you go about things? Because I do think that with regards to college basketball, it's so unique in that if you take a few weeks off in terms of the NFL, you're not missing too much because everything's out there. It's mainstream. There's 32 teams. Heck, like during the baseball offseason, it's not like I need to be refreshing these teams every single day. You're able to sort of take a little bit of a break. You're able to relax, handicap college basketball, and then come back to baseball when baseball is there. College basketball, I feel like, is just a completely different animal though.
Absolutely. There's no real perfect answer to this question, I think, because with the transfer portal, things are just insane where guys are going to be going to different teams. And even on the mid-major level, there's going to be mid-major transfers to other mid-majors that are going to shake up your perspective of these schools. Obviously, you have coaching changes and just kind of philosophy rebuilds. And so there are some programs that I just kind of know how they're going to look from a stylistic perspective. And those programs are going to be the programs that have a solidified guy at head coach, because listen, no matter who you kind of bring in from a talent perspective from the portal or from a recruiting class, they are going to take on the same style. They just might have that style be a little bit more heightened if they acquire a little bit more talent in the offseason. And so the schools that I'm kind of more keen on and more interested to kind of focus on are going to be the schools that are making those kind of regime changes, or maybe year two or year three or year four of a head coaching tenure, because I think those are going to be the teams that potentially make the highest leaps. And so, yeah, that's just kind of how I've approached it, and just monitoring the transfer portal, monitoring the recruiting classes coming in, monitoring even guys coming from overseas or even transferring down to those mid-major ranks, and just kind of looking at it from that lens rather than focusing on who Kansas is bringing in or who's Purdue bringing in or these teams that we already know who they're going to be before the season even starts.
Yeah, but I do think that people get a little bit too wrapped up in it as well, because when it comes to betting on odds to be able to win the national title game, and there are some people that do a really good job of just being able to get some good tickets, hedging out, and it does generate a profit. Only one team wins a national title game. Other than that, and perhaps a few markets might be opening up odds to make the Final Four very early on, there's not a lot of futures to take a look at in college basketball. So while it is nice to be able to take a look at Kansas, what have you, I think that being able to prepare on those mid-major teams, trying to look at things that are a little better under the radar, is so beneficial just because of what I just mentioned. You got 362 D1 teams and one champion.
Yeah, and even when you kind of look at the framework of how this tournament played out, a lot of people are going to be wrapped up in the mindset of, okay, one of these top four teams that are in the futures market are going to be the champion, because, I mean, UConn and Purdue are playing against each other in this championship game. But man, when you even just go back 1 year, it's not like UConn was the team that was lighting up preseason or the future market in 2023. They were a four seed and they won the championship last year in dominant fashion. So there's going to be an array of teams, whether it's from the top 10 or top 20. You might be able to find that one team and get lucky just because of how the season plays out through the luck of injuries, luck of scheduling, and just the draw they actually get in the NCAA tournament. But I really don't kind of think that the value in that market is worth it, even if you're able to identify a great team.
And one of the worst times to bet on it is like days after the national title game, because we always talk about the futures market most when it comes to the end of the season and just after the season wraps up. And with a lot of these rosters being very much in limbo because the transfer portal now, it has more than 1,400 guys in there, and less than 15% of guys have made up where they're going to be going. And some of those guys are actually just going to be heading back to the school that they were at before. There's a lot to be parsed out. So I'm right there with you on that front. And Rob, you've been joining me all season long. You do an amazing job. Take a look at the great game of basketball. You, much like myself, are on to baseball as well. So Let the good people at home know what's all on tap for you and how people are able to follow along on social media and other platforms.
Well, as I always say, Greg, I really do appreciate having me on. And it was a great college basketball season. Obviously, you provide so much insight to the community and to your followers and your listeners. And I'm just happy to be a part of it. So I really appreciate that. And for those who are wanting to follow my bets on a daily basis and just kind of interact with me on a daily basis, you can do so on my YouTube, just my name, Rob Donaldson, or on Twitter, X at RobDFB. And as always, Greg, really appreciate having me on.
Always appreciate Rob. He has joined me all season long on this podcast, and I'm sure he'll be joining me a little bit in the off season as well, getting us set as we're going to have 7 long months without college basketball. So we have to cherish this last game while we've got it. Always great to be able to get Rob aboard. Big thanks to him. And coming up next, I'll give you guys my initial look at the national title game for Monday as we hit some bank shots.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for Cuscus Soups with myself, Greg Eeps Peterson, now part of the VSIN Family Podcast. It is always a pleasure to get our good friend Rob Donaldson aboard. He does great work with the show slash podcast, Rob's Best Bets Show. Every single time he joins me, he lends great insights, much like he did today as we were able to do this immediately after things got set in terms of the title game. He works so hard taking a look at this great game that we all know and love. So a big thanks to Rob for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast. I give you my initial look at this national title game as we hit some bank shots.
Most financial establishments close at a certain time, but not here. It is time for a side and total on every game on today's betting board bank shots.
Do note that as per usual, any changes that are made to these plays will be listed up on my Twitter/X feed at GNN_81. I'll go back through this tomorrow if anything else changes, and I will try to see if there's any props that I like. I tried to do so for the Final Four. There was just really nothing that really stood out to me. So I'm going to be taking a look on that front. We'll go back through this tomorrow in case if anything else changes. But this is just initial first glance view, literally minutes after this game got set. So let's go with Purdue versus UConn for the national title game. And it's very easy to go into rotation order when you've got one game up on the rotation. But it is UConn who, right now, it is TBD as to what the official line is going to be, but on the look-aheads I was seeing, a lot of books were posting UConn as about a 5 to a 5.5 point favorite, 675, 676 on the rotation if you need it, but we were seeing that a lot of places they weren't giving out too much of a total, but my handicap is anything north of 5, I'm going to be looking at Purdue, and I did set my total at a 141, so 140.5 or less, I like the over, 141.5 or higher, the under, and with UConn, 1.5 to 4.5 with them, 5.5 or more, that is my buy point on Purdue. UConn entered into the Final Four having won every one of their last 10 NCAA tournament games by 13 plus points, but I feel like they just haven't played a team that's as well-rounded as Purdue as well. Keep in mind, when they made their run to the national title game a season ago, they were in a Final Four where they were the top seed as a 4 seed, so that does need to be taken into mind a little bit there. It's a UConn bunch that is very well-rounded. Donovan Clingan, giant of the earth, he just continues to do amazing work down low for this UConn team, and UConn was leading Alabama Alabama at the half, despite the fact that Alabama made 8 out of their first 11 threes, and they were still able to overcome that. UConn hasn't even shot it too well from three-point range here in the NCAA tournament. They entered into the Final Four having shot a little bit over 30% from three-point range, and have a guy in Cam Spencer that throughout the season has been shooting about 44-45% from three-point range. You had a nice performance yesterday from Stephon Castle, who's been pretty consistent. He's a well-rounded freshman, was averaging going into the Final Four about 10.5 points, 4.5 boards, 3 assists per contest, but I do think that having to match up with Zach Edey, that is going to be the issue that you've got for this UConn team. And for Purdue, they entered into the Final Four, number 2 in all of college basketball in terms of their 3-point shooting percentage. Being out there in a football stadium, it didn't affect Alabama any in the game yesterday, but that said, I do think that that is going to take a little bit out of them. They shot 10 of 25 from 3-point range. I think that UConn is going to be able to do a better job of being able to guard the 3, and legitimately, both of these teams in games played away from home, they've got relatively similar defenses in terms of opponents' 3-point shooting percentage. Purdue entered into that game against NC State, allowing opponents to shoot in that pocket about 31.5% from 3-point range away from home. That actually went a little bit even better because NC State, they went just 5 of 19 from 3-point range. Meanwhile, UConn, they were allowing opponents to shoot in that pocket about 32-32.5% from 3-point range with the sizzler that Alabama was able to put up yesterday. That went a little bit northward as well, and you do have to take a little bit of caution to the fact that UConn hasn't quite been the same defense away from home rather than at home. They are giving up about 13.2 points more per 100 possessions in games played away from home rather than at home, and I was going into that game against Alabama, and this is a Purdue unit that they're not quite the same on defense as they have been in past years, but they're only giving up about 6 points more per 100 possessions when they leave home rather than when they are at home, and these are really your top 2 offenses on all of college basketball. As a matter of fact, going into the Final Four, Purdue number 2 in the country in terms of points scored on a per possession basis, UConn number 1 in the country in terms of points scored on a per possession basis, but we have noticed that this Purdue team, ever since the beginning of the month of February, last 14 games, they have slowed themselves down. They're playing at a rate of about 4.2, 4.3 possessions per game fewer than they did in their first 24 or so games of the season, and this is a UConn team that plays very low and slow. 303rd in all of college basketball in terms of total possessions per game, and you look at games in a road slash neutral court environment, they're a bottom 45 team in terms of total possessions per game. That was going into the Alabama game, so it is a circumstance where I do think that for Purdue, they're going to be able to get enough out of Fletcher Loyer to be able to allow them to remain lively. They need Braden Smith to be a little bit better with the ball than he was in the first half of the Final Four game against NC State. Cleaned it up in the second half, but that was a little bit concerning as well. He's going to have to go up against Tristan Newton, who's been able to give you 15 points, right around about 6 boards, 6 assists, just a really nice edge he'd suffer in general. This is one of the best backcourts in terms of just being able to put pressure on you in general, so I do think that that's going to take a little bit out of them, and I do think that this is going to be certainly a lower scoring game than what we saw in Alabama versus UConn, so it is a circumstance where at a 4.5 or less, we'll be willing to lay with UConn, 5.5 or more, taking the points with Purdue, and then 140.5 or less, I like the over, 141.5 or higher, the under, and that'll wrap things up for the Sunday edition of Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the VSiN family of podcasts. Big thanks to Rob Donaldson, does great work with the show slash podcast, Rob's the Best Bets. He joined me in the last segment. If you do like hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever you hear podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of 2 ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter slash X timeline at GDN_D1. Keep in mind, letter ZM, maybe does not matter. So as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. Other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Coming at you guys every single day throughout the college basketball season. That means I'm coming at you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.